Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. California's Chief Justice delivered her annual State of the Judiciary speech in Sacramento yesterday. As expected, Justice Tani Cantil-Sakaue decried the series of budget cuts lawmakers have passed in recent years and warned against cutting any more from the state court system.
I worry that California is on the wrong side of history in funding justice. And I believe that if we do not reinvest in justice, you will see or will continue to see services to the public from the courts are cut or will be eliminated or deeply restricted.
During the last 5 years, California's courts have lost 65% of their general funding. The Chief Justice says 22 courthouses have closed their doors since 2010. A spokesman for the governor's office says a series of funding diversions have kept judicial funding, quote, relatively stable through the recession. Elsewhere at the state capitol, parents whose children died of prescription drug overdoses delivered emotional testimony during a joint legislative hearing yesterday. Lawmakers are considering whether to expand the mission of the state's medical board overseeing doctors. April Rivero's son, Joey, died from an overdose in 2009 after he received hundreds of pills from a doctor who had been under board investigation for 3 years.
From my perspective, the medical board can be doing a lot more, whether it's regulations that need to be changed or whatever. We needed to step up to the job. Our families need to be protected.
Board President Sharon Levine said the agency can't do anything about a doctor until a complaint has been filed. She added drug addicts aren't inclined to report doctors feeding their addiction. But when a legislator asked whether the board should be given the ability to launch its own investigations, Levine took a pass.
I honestly can't answer that ahead of a policy discussion at the board about what that would look like.
Levine also declined to take a position on data mining California's drug database known as Cures to look for overprescribing doctors. Some physician groups say they fear that would discourage doctors from legitimately treating pain. Attorney General Kamala Harris recently sponsored a bill that would upgrade the database and establish two criminal enforcement teams to investigate suspicious patterns. Two women shot up in their truck by L.A. police officers looking for rogue ex-cop Christopher Dorner are still waiting for a new truck. Los Angeles Police Chief Charlie Beck promised to provide a new set of wheels to Margie Carranza and her mother Emma Hernandez. The two were delivering newspapers in Torrance last month when LAPD officers riddled their blue Toyota Tacoma in a haze of bullets. Hernandez was shot twice in the back. The holdup seems to be the new truck would be considered a prize for tax purposes. Our Lady of Angels Cathedral in downtown Los Angeles has kept its doors open all night. Parishioners from across Southern California have been saying rosary in English and Spanish and praying for the Roman Catholic cardinals deciding who will be the next pope.
Dios te salve, María.
I only came for 20 minutes.
22-year-old Patricia Salgado, bundled up against the late-night chill, decided to make her pilgrimage around midnight.
It is very important for us to be here and important for us to participate in it through prayer, even though we're miles away and it may seem like, you know, our vote doesn't count or whatever. You know, God is still listening and he still sees us praying to him with fervor, and I think that counts for a lot.
The next Holy Father takes over a church beset with troubles, ranging from shrinking attendance to the sex abuse crisis that's unfolded publicly over the last decade. The issue is fresh for L.A. Catholics following recent revelations that Cardinal and retired Archbishop Roger Mahoney kept quiet about pedophile priests in his diocese. Outside the cathedral, actor Fernando Duran said that despite the shame of the scandal, he wants the new pope to focus on faith.
Just to motivate the Catholics to come back to the faith. I mean, the issues of this world are not issues of the netherworld. And what we need to focus on is not homosexuality, is not the priest molestations. I mean, those are all issues that matter to the media. But what should matter to you as a person is your own relationship to God.
just some of the people visiting Our Lady of Angels Cathedral in L.A. this morning to pray for the Roman Catholic Church in this moment of transition. A tree sitter is 6 weeks into a protest outside the town of Willits in Mendocino County. Amanda Sensman, who goes by the name Warbler, is hoping to stop construction on a big highway bypass project on US 101, the main route from the San Francisco Bay Area to Northern California's Redwood Country and beyond.
We are 71 feet in a ponderosa pine just south of Willits on Highway 101. I'm up here, you know, because this valley is immediately threatened by Caltrans's bypass plan, which is a 6-mile freeway that they want to build around the town of Willits and plow through our valley. And, you know, to do so, they are, you know, going to take out a lot of forest, and they're actually going to dry it up so that they can build a highway on top of it, because obviously you can't pave a highway on top of a wetland. I get motion sickness from being up in the tree. It's kind of a lot like being on a boat. Just constant movement.
We shall not be moved. On a recent afternoon, local supporters gathered around the tree.
I'm out here to support our wetlands and the economy of our city.
LaSalle Spence says taking 101 out of downtown Willits will dry up local businesses. She brought her 2-year-old Egypt along.
And she is well aware of saving the trees.
Say the trees.
According to Caltrans spokesman Phil Frisby, the 101 bypass will help the city.
The city of Willits experiences high levels of traffic, and this project will help, you know, alleviate that congestion and also just generally improve safety for pedestrians and motorists.
Warbler says she'll stay in the tree until the valley is safe or Caltrans has her removed.
People talk a lot about my jobless hippie self up here. But this is my job. This is all of our jobs because our system has failed to do theirs.
Caltrans began preparing for construction at the end of February. Deborah Swoboda produced this story, and she took photographs. Look for the link at our website, californiareport.org. That's the California Report for Tuesday, March 12th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation. With nomination information about the 2014 James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards available at www.irvine.org. And the California Endowment. Health happens in schools at calendow.org.